You must intensely crave this pure spiritual milk of God's word. For this milk will cause you to grow. Into what? Into maturity. Fully nourished and strong for life. Fully what? Nourished. And strong for life. Especially now that you have had a taste of the goodness of the Lord Jehovah. Have you really tasted him? Have you ever really tasted him? When you were all by yourself. Nobody else was there but you and him. And in that place of despair, the enemy tried to take you out. Anybody here? There was nobody there but him. And you called the only name that will work for your situation. You ever been there? And you knew how, and you said it, Jesus. My. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. And nobody else was there to help you, but he came through for you. Hallelujah. The Lord Jehovah having experienced his kindness, he stopped the pain. He stopped the hurt. He turned the situation around. Looked like you were going out this time. But you said and spoke the only name that will work for you. Jesus! And it stopped. Ever been there? Well, I've been there. So what do I want to do? I got to get rid of all this wasted stuff. Taking up space and occupying space and taking up position in my life. Wasting, carried around, wasted, empty stuff that won't help me. But I've tasted this and it worked right away. So I'm going to keep coming. The scripture says, so keep coming to him who is the living stone. Though he was what? Rejected and discarded of men, but chosen by God, and is a priceless. And priceless in God's sight. So look what he said. Look what the scripture says now. Come and be his living stone. Other word, come partake of his life. Come and partake of him. And as you feed on this milk of the word, you become just like him. He is the living word. Yes. Come and become a living stone who are continually being what? Assembled into a sanctuary for God. For now you serve as holy priests who you serve as? What are you doing? Offering up spiritual sacrifices that he readily accepts through Jesus Christ. Here's our text. I say, in Scripture, look, this is God talking. I lay a cornerstone in Zion, a chosen and precious, priceless stone. And whoever believes in him will certainly not be disappointed. That means at no time he will allow you to be put to shame. Hallelujah. Why did God bring forth and lay in Zion such stone? Or such cornerstone. Why did he do it? Because Zion is God's dwelling place. God only wants who he is dwelling in his place. So he brought forth the best that he had. And the best God has is himself. And he laid in Zion for his family to come. And we could feast and live and abide on this earth in the midst of horror, in the midst of disaster, in the midst of terror, in the midst of death and destruction, we have a place we can abide and have freedom and liberty in the midst of it, to lift our voices to him and know that where our going out and our coming in, no harm, no danger can overcome. Take us and destroy us and separate us from him. Hallelujah. It's called a place where God dwells. When you and I got born again, God didn't take out half of your sin nature and left another half in you. Say, so I'm going to take this half of you and I'll let Satan have the other half. No, he took you out of that place completely, made you brand new, put you into a place with him. So much as in him that he said you are like him. And he fixed a meal, prepared a meal for you to feed on and grow up and become mature and strong and assertive, steadfast, unchangeable, unmovable, just like him. I want to ask you a question. Who has ever moved God? Who have been able to change his mind? Well, God have called you to come and dwell with him so you could be just like him. Every day you're confronted. You're confronted with a thought or situation by the enemy trying to change your mind, make you say something different from God, from what God has said to you, to try to make you act different from what God has done for you, try to put something on you and make you be different from what God has called you to be. Hallelujah.